Welcome to Dream Business Radio, the place to create your dream business now. Get ready for some inspiration, some encouragement, some proven business building strategies, and a couple of new ideas
that you haven't even thought of.
It's time to leave Slow and Steady as She Goes to the other entrepreneurs, because this program is all about speed and fast results. And now, broadcasting from his floating home somewhere in the Atlantic Ocean, the dream business coach himself, Jim Palmer.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another fantastic live episode of Dream Business Radio. I am your host, Captain Jim Palmer, the dream business coach, coming to you today from beautiful southern Georgia. Just telling my guest, Ben, we're going to be down in the Panhandle, Alabama, the White Beaches, the whole thing this weekend. So our tour is continuing. I'm the founder of the Dream Business Mastermind and Coaching Program, and of course, host of Dream Business Radio, the weekly podcast dedicated to helping you create your dream business. This is episode 599, I believe. My special guest today is Ben Camille. Ben, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, I'm really excited to dive in. Hey, folks, real quick, at the end of the show, hang out there. I'm going to tell you how you can get free copies of my books, all six of my dream business books. We'll do that at the end, but let me properly introduce Ben. He's got a wonderful story, and was just sharing with him. I love to inspire my audience as much as teach my audience. So I think we're going to do both. Yeah. Today. Anyway, Ben is the founder and CEO of Travel Defend. It's America's leading travel insurance brokerage, concierge service. Travel Defend works with hundreds of tour companies, travel agents, and thousands of clients to bring millions of dollars to the insurance companies. The clout and expertise that Travel Defend brings to the table ensures their clients are actually protected in real life, and while never adding even a penny of cost to the policy. For over 20 years, Ben has managed numerous multi-million dollar tour companies specializing in the uber luxury market, which I really love. So Ben, welcome again to Dream Business Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. I think that what we do, and I'm very blessed to do it, we really do have a dream business. It's pretty crazy. Once we get into it, you'll see exactly why. But that's why I think I'm a perfect guest for your show.
I think this is probably going to be one of those times where I wish the show was an hour, but it's not. I'd love to get just a little bit of your backstory. I was just catching up before we went in the air, and I asked you to confirm. So
sure.
You went to college. You played Division I baseball, right, in
yes,
New Jersey. And then whatever you did with your degree, you just went to work as an entrepreneur. I don't think you ever went to work for a big company, correct?
No, I've never worked for anyone. I never had a quote unquote real job before. I've always kind of worked for myself and built companies and things like that. It's funny, like my whole life, I was a baseball player, you know, all through college. I grew up in Toronto. I was one of the best pitchers in Canada in high school. I mean, that was my life. I was throwing 93 miles an hour in high school, and I was scouted. And I mean, I probably had, gosh, I don't even remember. So many college scholarship offers and all this kind of thing. And when that's your life, and I knew I wasn't really good enough to make the major leagues, to be quite honest with you. So I kind of knew at some point, like, that's not going to happen. And I remember speaking to my friend who was a very big business mind. You know, growing up, we were all into, you know, normal things that guys are into, like baseball cards and you know, all this kind of stuff. He was into business. He's one of my best friends. Since a young age, all he ever cared about was business. Like, his heroes were Sam Walton of Walmart. And I was like, who the hell is Sam Walton? Like, what are you talking about? And I remember talking to him when I was probably, gosh, maybe 21 years old. I was ending college. And I was lost. Like, I really just kind of thought about baseball my whole life. I never thought about anything else. And I said to him, I said, what do I do? And he's like, okay, here's what I still remember this as clear as day. Okay, I'm 43 now, but I remember it like yesterday. And he says, okay, here's the plan. If we can figure out a way to make you 30 grand, then you don't need to work for anyone. And I'm like, whoa, 30 grand? I didn't even know what the hell he's talking about. And it was like, for me at the time, it was like, okay, 30 grand, what do I do? And so basically, not that long after, we kind of thought about it and said, what am I into? What do I like doing? And I just got very into, like you're talking about, I love traveling. I love luxury. Who doesn't, really? Mm-hmm. And I founded a company called Upscale Getaways. Oh. And what we did was super, super high-end luxury events. And basically, at that point, You know, we started our company. I'm not going to go so deep into this, but, you know, we lost a tremendous amount of money very quickly because we didn't know what we were doing. But it was really like a college education and kind of what is necessary that, you know, in right. order to make it work. And every year after the first year, we did make money and we did quite well. And I did that for 17 years. So that's, you know, that's the precursor, I guess, to
wow. travel. I mean, upscale getaways. I mean, that's pretty interesting that I guess your friend was encouraging you and mentoring you to the money's in the upscale. It's not a, you know, 3 days at Disney, you know, on a cheap flight. So who were your customers? I mean, how did you find upscale clients?
Well, it's interesting. It was actually in the Jewish market. I'm Jewish myself. And it's a whole industry that if you're not in this world, you're not even going to know about, but it's called Jewish holiday of Passover. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Passover essentially is a holiday that people have to spend about 10 days long. Either you can spend it at your house, which is what most people do. However, there is an industry, the Passover tour market, which nobody knows about. The LA Times did an article years ago. It's a billion-dollar market that nobody knows about. And basically, there are beautiful five-star hotels all throughout the world. And we basically take over a hotel. It's an all-inclusive event, nine nights, all-inclusive dining, day camp, daycare, incredible nightly entertainment, very famous speakers. You know, we would bring in like really big time politicians and all this kind of stuff. And you would just charge a boatload. I mean, we had families, many families spending just for a week, 10 days, I don't know, $200,000-$400,000 just for a week.
Wow.
Okay. So it's super luxurious. I worked in it when I was young. I kind of didn't want to be home for the holiday. I said, you know what, why don't I get a job somewhere? And I kind of just was working in it and never thought that I would do it. And then, you know, as I got older, kind of graduating, I said, you know what, it's really a cool business. I think I could do it well. I saw the problems that I imagined, you know, that these guys were doing when I was at someone else's program. And obviously I learned very quickly that it's very different having your own program. And it looks good from the outside, but when you're actually in it, it's like way harder than you thought it was.
Yeah.
And people are spending that type of money. They have tremendous expectations. And, you know, it was very hard and we really didn't know what we were doing. And everyone saw us coming a mile away in the beginning. I was very young. You know, I remember meeting with a hotel and they said to me, well, what is this, like a class project or something? And I'm like, yeah, we're giving you $250,000 for my class project. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? And so I was quite young and I really didn't need have a lot to learn. But what we'll talk about later applied here as well is that there was a competitive advantage that we saw. In that I'm from Toronto, I'm from Canada. We started our first one in Niagara, which is also in Canada on the Canadian side, called Niagara on the Lake, very beautiful area. And there was tons of Canadian people and people from, you know, over the border. You know, you're talking about Rochester and Buffalo and Pittsburgh and all these. And these people don't want to travel far. They want something local. And that never existed until we started it. And we took over a beautiful resort called the White Oaks Resort. And we were there for a year. I mean, so like I said, 17 years I was there. And it was really something very special, to be honest with you. We built something that in the industry, at least, which wouldn't be known to you, but in that industry, in that niche, it was world famous, you know, what we built. And we then eventually started doing one in San Diego as well, in California at the Rancho Bernardo Inn, which is also another five-star property, very beautiful, right outside San Diego. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I did that for a long time, and I wouldn't stop unless I found something better, which I did. That's why I'm doing Travel Defend now.
Right, and I know from when we first met, you did this for 17 years, and then this little happenstance called COVID interrupted world travel, including luxury travel.
That was not fun. That was not fun.
No, that was the pivot a lot of people didn't want. So what happened? I mean, you quickly got pretty dismally shut down, I guess, or stopped everything?
Well, if you remember back to that time, when was everything shut down? I remember especially in California, because that's where our big one was in San Diego and also in Canada, really the same time, was really like end of March. Okay, if you really like remember back to that
March
time.
March 20th, I think, right?
Right. And our event was scheduled April 2nd. Okay. Passover is always in end of March, April. And I had, bro, I can't even tell you, a boatload of money coming my way. Okay. We're talking serious amounts of money. And all I needed to do was execute the event, which I've done many times. Obviously, all the money was, everything was paid. Everything was in the bank. I was looking at it. It was so close. Just had to grab it. It wasn't mine yet. It was going to be mine in a couple weeks. And governor shut down everything. I remember the health and safety person in San Diego came to the hotel and she went to the general manager and she said, are you planning on having that Passover thing here that you guys normally do? And he says, yeah, I think so. And she's like, no, you're not. And I was like, oh crap. And basically we had to give everyone their money back. And so I did work, you know, I only did that event the entire year. That was my only, that was all we did. We didn't do any other events. So I have married with kids and all this kind of thing. And so a whole year worth of work, basically we just had to give it back to everyone. And that wasn't fun either because we didn't actually have all the money. We had to fight with people to get our money back and the hotel didn't want to give us money back, whatever. So it was a whole big fight. It was like the jungle, you know, everyone's just like trying to eat each other. And basically we didn't end up making any money or doing another event for two more years. So 3 years we were out and I was, that's all I've done my whole life. And so I had nowhere to turn. I had nothing to do. I remember just going on long walks with my wife and just being like, holy crap, like what the hell, you know, all of our savings are basically gone. And you know, it was just a terrible time. And I was always hoping and praying, not like super religious type person, but just like praying in the sense that like, hopefully something good will come out of this. You know, like I don't see it now. And many times in life when something terrible does happen to you, if you have the perspective of looking later, especially as you get older, you realize that a lot of times those terrible things aren't necessarily as bad as you thought. And many times they're good things. It's hard to see in the moment, but I was really working on having that perspective and also appreciating, you know what? It's something, it's a cliche and you hear it all the time, but like we have our health, we have our family, we have our kids, everyone's fine, you know, and that's like something that sounds kind of stupid, but it really is when you have the financial part stripped away from you, you get to that type of way of looking at life and you're like, fine, you know, it's hard, but whatever, I'm okay. And so once we were coming back out of COVID, I realized like nobody is going to spend $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 on a program like this without travel insurance. I'm like, this is critical to our business. Like, and so I became just obsessed with it because I needed to make money really badly at this point. And once I started to get into it, I started to realize, you know what? My brain really works for this for whatever reason. Like I understand it so well. I understood the policies. I start to understand who are the players because I didn't want to just sell my clients something like paper and then just say, yeah, deal with it on your own. I wanted to know who's actually paying these bills, who actually decides on these things. How does it really work in real life? Not just like, you know, everyone else I feel like would just do a fluffy job of like, okay, here, buy this, come to my program. I'm not like that. I was never like that. My program, why it was so good is because every aspect was delved into and perfected. And so same thing here. I started to do that. I started to sell it to my own clients. I had a lot of connections, started going to all the conferences. I met all the CEOs of these companies, started to understand how the world worked. And then I start to realize, you know what? This is like fantastic. The money is unbelievable. It's crazy. We'll go into that in a minute. I'll tell you real numbers. You understand what's going on here. And then I started going to all the other programs in my niche, right? All these other Passover programs, because I knew these guys. And I said to them, hey guys, you're in the same boat as me, right? You don't know what the hell you're doing. You don't know what, nobody knows in the world of travel insurance. Nobody knows what they're buying. Nobody knows anything. No one knows if you have a real issue in real life, what are you? You're faceless, nothing to these companies. And so I said, look, come to us. We'll kick you back anyway, commission. Come to us. We'll take care of these people. If they have an issue, we'll make sure they get paid, all this kind of stuff. We add not a penny to the cost. Why wouldn't you use us? That was the genesis of this idea. And so I started doing it for that, but I figured, okay, this is just a side little thing within my, you know, my tour business. And as soon as Passover ended, I remember the phone never stopped ringing for Travel Defend, for insurance. And I was like, oh my God, like, is this something? Like, is this real? Is this a really a good business? I started looking into it and I was like, you know what? For many factors, this is actually the best business that exists on the planet. I'll tell you why. There's no inventory. There's no marketing. I never paid a penny in marketing. Okay. The money is stupid. I'm going to tell you an example. People come into my program. Okay. Two adults to pick a typical, whatever, you know, in their 70s, they're wealthy. It's 20 grand to come to my program for a week. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they're two adults, 70 years old. In a normal way, travel insurance, you know, for that type of age, what are you looking at? 10% of trip costs, very normal, nothing wrong with that. That's commonplace. So fine. So it costs 2 grand to protect 20 grand. Okay. That no one blinks at that when you're going on super expensive trips. That's how the industry is set up. Now, if you buy it through us, you don't pay a penny more. I mean, if it's 2,000 online anywhere, you buy through us, it's 2,000 as well. Fine. Why wouldn't they buy it?
Ben, is that the general rule? It's 10% of what the total
trip costs? It goes by age. It goes by what state you live in. It goes by where you're going. I'm just giving a broad example, but that's normal. I mean, you know, certainly if you're in your 70s, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, maybe you find 8%, maybe you find 12%, but I'm just giving as, you know, this example, nothing wrong with $2,000 for a $20,000 trip if you're in your 70s. If you're 30s, you know, yeah, it'll probably cost you $500. Okay. But as you get older, prices go up. If you get this set up correctly, okay, you can get 35, 40% of 2 grand. Mm. I mean, think about that. I mean, I'm not good at math, but that's pretty damn good money.
Yeah.
And that, by the way, that conversation takes what? 5 minutes. Done. Did I do anything? No. Am I the one paying the claim? No. Okay. I will make sure they get paid because now, as opposed to when I started, we bring millions of dollars to these companies. The power I have is tremendous. Okay. These companies don't want the gravy train to stop. They're going to take care of my people. I can get people paid literally in 2 days. I have my own claims analyst at these companies now. But starting off, that was the idea. I was like, oh my God, that's crazy. What if I get thousands of these guys coming in?
Yeah. Now, Ben, were you still doing the luxury travel and this became an add-on, or did you completely switch gears and just do the luxury travel insurance?
Right. So the first year I did this, it was really just an add-on. Mm-hmm. And really kind of second year, it was starting to grow, but I was still doing my own program. And then it switched. I said, you know what? I'm not doing tours anymore. I'm cutting that. I'm just going to put everything I have into this because the potential of this is massive. And I'll tell you why. Travel insurance companies, let's say the big ones, Allianz, AIG, Travel Insurance International, all these guys, they do billions, okay? Billions in America. We have, if you had a representative right now from Travel Insured or from Allianz and you said to me, okay, Mr. Guy, why should I use Allianz over AIG? They would have nothing to tell you. They would say, you know, we're great. We're this. It's all BS. They have nothing to say. Mm-hmm. We actually have a competitive advantage over all of these companies because when you buy on your own again, you don't know what you're buying, okay? You're going to spend your life researching every company? We do that. You're not going to do that. So you don't know. I can get so deep into this that it will bore everyone.
No, like,
I know everything there is to know about it. The point is, you don't know what you're buying. So they'll say, well, Allianz is really great, okay? And I'll say, well, how come on October 7th in Israel, how come Allianz is one of the only companies in America to pay everyone zero if Allianz is so great? Why didn't you? I don't know, right? I can wipe the floor with any of these guys. Mm. The fact is that you need to intimately know every company, know who pays out, understand if you're getting primary or secondary coverage, understand what type of medical you should have. This is a world. And so you come to us, we figure you out. We know which companies are fantastic. We know which companies are tough. We know based on your particular situation, it's a concierge service, right? What you should have. We do the paperwork for you. We make sure you get paid in real life. We'll hold your hand through everything. We add zero cost. We have a WhatsApp that's monitored 24 hours a day by our team. Any issue you have in real time, reach out. You know, we just had a man 2 weeks ago in the Caribbean who was 81. He had a stroke. He needs to be medically evacuated back to America. It was over $800,000. Meaning we can call Robin Assist for that one particular, which is the 24-hour emergency services company. I have the CEO's phone number. I can call him anytime. And so the power we bring to the table is unheard of. And then I realized, like, if we have a competitive advantage over all these companies and they're doing billions, okay, the sky is the limit here. I mean, it's unbelievable once we really get going. And so that's the kind of the breakdown of what's happening here.
So I want to maybe kind of come up a little bit and get into the, not quite the weeds so much. So, you know, when somebody's booking a trip, going to Florida or going wherever for a week, a month or whatever, they may be travel insurance, and maybe it's not even travel insurance, but if the flight gets canceled, the weather delay or something, I imagine it's a whole different animal with luxury travel. What are some of the things that people should be looking for with that kind of travel? Because that, I mean, the price tags are off the charts with luxury travel, right?
Well, again, we do everything. I mean, if someone calls, they just want a cheap medical thing, fine. I mean, we'll sell anyone, you know, anything they want. The only thing that makes luxury travel very expensive is simply because of the trip cost. You know, you're very nervous when you're 70 years old as the insurance company. Anything happens to this guy, I got to give them, you know, 75 grand. That's not a joke, right? Guys are cold. Right. I got to give them 75 grand. You know, they and older people, much better chance of getting hurt or injured or sick. And by the way, if you get the right policy, it will also apply to all your family members. But if you have a grandkid who gets sick, I mean, if you get the right policy, it's very inclusive. And so the point is, that's really the difference. I wouldn't say that luxury necessarily has a difference from any other policy. It's simply the trip cost is very expensive. And so that's, you know, a factor. We may want to backtrack and explain what travel insurance even is in a very,
if you can do that in like 2 or 3 minutes, that'd be great.
I can do it in 30 seconds. Basically, we have to think before the trip and then on the trip. Before the trip, what can they do for you? They can only give you your money back. There's nothing else to do for you. So before the trip, it's called trip cancellation, right? You're protecting your dollars on the table. Once the trip starts, you have all the quote unquote in-trip benefits. That talks about the medical coverage, medical evacuation, trip delay, baggage loss, trip interruption. That's travel insurance in a nutshell.
Okay. But you mentioned, I think we said it was an 80-year-old guy, had a heart failure. And, you know, so he's medevaced. Is that like an add-on? Is that like something that not everybody needs? Or is that one of the boxes you can check?
If you're leaving America, you should have primary, not secondary. We can explain that as well. But primary medical, which means anything in the country you're going to, doctors, hospitals, medications, you should be covered there up to a certain limit. And medical evacuation is something you must have as well. Again, up to a certain limit, depending on where you're going. If you're going to Africa, let's say, we do a lot of African safari tours. We recommend $1 million per person of primary medical evacuation. You know, if you're going to London, maybe not as important. Maybe 500,000 is okay. But we've had people on the phone say to us, oh, I don't need that. I don't need medical evacuation. You know, how much could it cost? You know, something going to happen. I don't need that. Come work here for a week. Okay. You see what goes on in the real world. These, you know, companies and medical evac, they're unbelievably expensive. I mean, it'll blow your mind how expensive that is.
Is the mindset of a luxury traveler different, or is it, again, is it just larger scale? You know what I mean? As you said, somebody just going on regular vacation is probably thinking of weather delay, flight delay, getting sick. What's in the mindset of a luxury traveler?
Well, I think the luxury travel has that big financial dollar amount that makes them nervous. You know, it's scary because we do a lot of people who go on, you know, $100,000 trip, just a couple, you know, 50 grand a person. We do tons of those. It's nerve-wracking to think, because we all know how fickle the world is and how fickle everything is. You know, literally you wake up with COVID day of your trip, you can lose 100 grand. It's scary. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a big one. And I think people that are already doing that, already looking at that type of trip, they understand that they do want to be medically protected. Certainly as you get older, this is something that's more in people's minds. If you're going on a domestic trip within America, I don't know that if it's a cheap trip and it's domestic, maybe don't buy travel insurance at all. Maybe not relevant. But if you're leaving America, yes, you really should have medical. A lot of people think they have it in their home health plan, whatever they have. 99% of people don't really. That's a whole other topic. And really just having, you know, the trip costs covered if it's an expensive trip. But if it's a cheap trip, you're leaving America, just get medical. I don't care. I'm saying it's $100. It's nothing. It's peanuts. But to leave without it is crazy. I'm very paranoid, I admit, because what I see every day. But, like, it's crazy to do that.
So what are your plans to grow Travel Defend? How do you continue to scale it?
Right. So this is a very good question. If you're listening to this on the basis of being an entrepreneur and someone trying to build a business, this is like a fantastic question. So what do you do, right? How do you actually build this business? So you could say, well, we can go after, you know, social media, Google ads. Oh, that's very expensive. Not saying it's something that we wouldn't do or shouldn't do, but that's an expensive avenue. I was really thinking about this for a long time because the way that we bred most of our business now is through feeders, right? Like, let's say you had Captain Jim Palmer, you know, Italy, private Italy tours, right? You know, as you know, Jim Palmer, that you are focused on your tour and you're an expert in Italy and you don't know anything about travel insurance, right?
Right.
So making a connection with you to send all your people to us, let us deal with this and you focus on your tour. That's ideal, right? And I'll give you a commission and everything. And it's great for you. It's great for your travelers. If someone, let's say you have someone on the trip who does, you know, get sick, injured, break a leg, you don't have to deal with it, right? They may look at you because you're right there with them, but you'll say, look, call Travel Defend. Those guys are going to help you. Question is, if I reach out to Captain Jim Palmer on LinkedIn or whatever, and you don't know who I am, which you don't, most people don't, then you're just going to hear the word travel insurance and you're going to be like, get out of here. I'm not interested in talking to you. You're trying to sell me something. I don't know, right? Immediately people just have the, no, they're going to ignore, not interested. What I realized is over time is that we have over 20,000 clients so far that have purchased travel insurance with us, okay? We have an entire database. I know every person who's ever traveled with us, where have they traveled, how old are they, how expensive was their trip. I have every data point you could want. And I said, do you know how powerful this is to tour operators? Unbelievably powerful. So I now go to Captain Jim Palmer and I say, look, you're looking for more clients for your private Italy tour. Tell me about who are your typical clients? And you'll say, well, they're usually 65 years old and, you know, plus, and they usually spend over 10 grand on a trip. And almost everyone has been from, let's say, the West Coast. You know, I'm just making up something, whatever. Mm-hmm. I can find you 1,000 of those people. Okay, these are real travelers in real life. We've already done this, who will be open and receptive to getting an email or getting a WhatsApp or getting a text message from us because they already use our services. I'm happy to hit those travelers on your behalf as long as you work with us. Now you're open to saying, okay, now that you hear about what we do, you're totally, of course you want to work with us, but that opened the door. And so that was the key to really getting this going. Cause I was stuck for about 6 months where I was trying to reach out and I couldn't get anyone. You have to look at what's the incentive structure of the person you're talking to. Why would they want to do it? And so that's really been the answer for us.
That's interesting. Hey Ben, I'm sure people want to, I'm sure many people in my audience want to get some luxury insurance or at least maybe connect with you, continue to learn more about the business and perhaps from you, what is a good website for them to do that?
Yeah, just simply traveldefend.com, traveldefend.com. You can also give us a call, 1-800-578-2871. That's where we have our concierge team ready. But you said before, you said luxury. This is not luxury travel insurance. It's not more expensive than it needs to be. It's simply powerful travel insurance for any situation that you're going on.
Awesome. Hey, Ben, thanks for sharing. It's pretty interesting. I love learning new things, and you got quite a story going there. Appreciate your coming on.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Hey, folks, that wraps up this interview with Ben Camille from Travel Defend. You can connect with him at traveldefend.com. You can connect with me at getjimpalmer.com. If you're interested in joining about 23 other very smart entrepreneurs in my Dream Business Mastermind, you go to Dream Biz Coaching. That's dreambizcoaching.com. You can get free copies, digital copies of all of my books at Amazon, obviously as Kindle. They're Nook Books at Barnes & Noble, and they're in the iBook store. Free, no opt-in, no nothing. Just go get a good education on me. But that's it. Until this time next week, another fantastic interview. I am Captain Jim Palmer, the Dream Business Coach, and you take good care.
Now it's time to go implement what you've learned. Great ideas are nice, but results only happen through action and implementation. So stay focused. Kick all distractions to the curb.
Sleep a little less if you have to.
And create your dream business now so you too can live your dream lifestyle. To learn about building your dream business, join Jim's free Dream Business Facebook community at dreambizgroup.com. That's dreambizgroup.com. See you next week for more Dream Business Radio.